Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What happens when God leads and you follow? Is it a smooth ride? Maybe, for a while, or maybe not. But for most anyone who has followed, they probably say something to the effect of, "It was the best thing I'd ever done." But there's a catch. You see, you and I, we need to follow Him even when we get confused, when things get hairy, scary, frightening. I mean, at those times, to trust Him. And to do it, we need His grace, because we certainly can't do it alone. Our guest today has experienced the amazing grace of God, and he's here by telephone from Garden Grove, California, to share his rich experiences with us. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you to Jesus Christ. For you, dear friend, if you don't know the Lord, as you listen today, there is something that wells up within your heart, because we're speaking of God. We're speaking of Christ who as though we know Him. And we do know Him, and you can know Him. And you can know Him right now. You can know Him today. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ calls out to you today. Right where you are, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, He knows exactly what's going on the inside. Would you open your heart to Christ and let Him be the Lord of your life, your Lord and Savior? My guest today has done that. And dear one, if you're listening today and you're walking with the Lord, well, I believe that you're going to be encouraged. You're going to be inspired. You're going to be built up by the story of Pastor Fana Timoti. He was born in Samoa. After high school, at the age of 18, he left for New Zealand, where he lived for 20 years. He's married to a New Zealander, Elizabeth, whom he met at Bible college. They have 3 children, 2 boys, age 18 and 16, and 1 girl, age 14. In 2005, they left New Zealand for the United States of America to go to seminary. He graduated from Talbot School of Theology at Biola University, there in La Mirada, California, with a Master of Divinity degree in Pastoral and General Ministry. He currently serves as the senior pastor of Evangelical Free Church of Garden Grove in Orange County, California. Pastor Fana, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Danny.
Well, I mentioned Samoa. I mentioned New Zealand. Let's go further. Where in Samoa did you grow up, and what was it like?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for this opportunity, and it's a privilege to be able to have a chance to share the story of God in my life, because really, although it's my story, it's really His story.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people, or your listeners, they do know that Samoa has 2 parts. It's the Eastern and Western. So Eastern, as we all know, is the territory of the States, and Western is, that's where I'm from. You know, I'm from the good side of it. So I was brought up in there, and yeah, I brought up with a family of, it's very small, it's 9 of us, and I was number 8 in the family.
Very small, huh?
Very small.
What was it like growing up in Samoa? Give us some of the flavor, some of the experiences.
Yeah. You know, my upbringing, we're very, I would say, we're very religious You know, everything is about God. And my dad died when I was 5 years old. So really, you know, I know of him, but not that much. So most of my upbringing was really the effort that God used my mother to bring me up. So, you know, I brought up in that way. It's very strict. Sunday is Sunday. You know, it's a holy. We take holy literally. So we don't play. We don't do those things. But the point there, because I don't know. I thought I was a good boy at the time because I always keep out of escape from those rules and try my best to fulfill some of the things that I like as a boy. So there was a battle in my life when I was young, especially when it comes when Sundays, you know, there are so many restrictions. But I thought, you know, I always believed that parents, they're born to pray, and for kids, you know, we are born to play, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah, so I brought it up in that way, and the whole deal is I don't really know God. You know, just his name is mentioned, and but I think it's more of fearing my mother and also make sure that I will, you know, I'm doing things that keep her happy. So that is basic rule of my upbringing.
What was your, or what is your favorite Samoan dish?
Oh, man. You know, I really like, you know, there is a thing called balsami. Balsami is made out of taro leaves and coconut green. Somehow you put it together, wrap it, and then you take it in, and that is my favorite. And I, you know, regardless of all the calories around, you know, those are the secondary things to me. The primary matter in there is just swallow the whole balsami.
Pasifana, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, like I said early on, that my dad died when I was a little fellow. So there were some men around the village I brought up that, you know, kind of I was looking at them. You know, I have older brothers, so some of those people, you know, I look at those people. But, you know, to answer your question, I think the most influential person in my life was my mom. My mother played two roles in my life. She's a mother and also she's a father to me. Because I have to tell you, Danny, she's a tough cookie. Whew. I can mess around with anybody, but not with mama. So I've seen her. I respected her and I love her, and she's the one. And, you know, my story continues. That's how I came to know the Lord.
Yes.
It was her later on.
Well, I want to hear how you did come to know the Lord. But before we go there, I'm listening. You know, I grew up in Hawaii. I've got Samoan friends, and I know the Samoan accent, you know. And so when I saw you, I said, well, okay, he's a Samoan brother. And then you opened your mouth, and you began to speak, and I said, he sounds like a New Zealander. How does this happen?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You see, the thing is, you know, us from Samoa, you know, they used to call Western. Now they took the Western out, and it's real just Samoa now. But then the other side is American Samoa. So us from Samoa, we affiliate with the Commonwealth, you know, and New Zealand, Australia, you know, those countries there. It's easy for us to access. Easy for us to go there. So I don't know. I went there. I guess I picked up the way those people talk. That my American friends said I talk funny. I thought, oh, thank you.
Well, I can say this much. I wish I could speak like you, brother.
I wish I
had your accent. I think it's cool. It's enchanting. I wish I could speak like you. You know, we're going to take a quick break here in a moment, but your life in relation to Christ has been not just formidable, but central to what you have done. I mean, you've been a very successful contractor. You've had a successful business in your background, and now you are a pastor of a church in Garden Grove, California, a church from the Evangelical Free Church of America. And you've come a long ways in journey. You've come a long ways in experience in life. You've got so much to share with us, Pastor Fana Timothy. When we come back, I want to know, how did Fana Timothy come to know Jesus Christ? Will you share it with us when we come back from our break, brother?
Sure.
As you listen today, you're listening to Pastor Fana. And, you know, as much as God can change a person's life, that change in one life affects the lives of family, friends. It's like a ripple effect that begins to impact the lives of others with love and grace and hope. Pastor Fana Timothy, when we come back. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
His life is a life that's lived in serving people in ministry, and he does that because he's serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a hobby, he enjoys helping others with their building projects. Why? Because he's a contractor, a registered builder. It's his background. He has that finesse. He has that special eye. I'm speaking of none other than Pastor Fana Timoti. He's the senior pastor of Evangelical Free Church of Garden Grove. They're in Orange County, California. To find out more about his church, Evangelical Free Church of Garden Grove, EFCGG.org. EFCGG.org. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. If you're, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment and you're tuned in now, you want to get this program in its entirety, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as you listen, as you're inspired, I'd encourage you, pass it on to a family member or a friend. I believe they'll enjoy what Pastor Fana has to say. Pastor Fana, how did you become a Christian?
Well, thanks, Kenny. That is the more than $1 million question. Because, I mentioned earlier on, my upbringing is more about the way I approach life when I was young is more about the way I make sure that my mother is happy. And I don't disrespect her in any way. So to do that, I can attend to any church service as I can and make sure that I sign in for different activities in the church. You know, I brought up in the LMS. It's a Protestant section. And, you know, everything's about God. So my life is during that time, it's all about doing things in the front. It's a face view lifestyle that I have. So, age 18, my mother decided to visit some of the families in New Zealand, and she asked me if I can accompany her to New Zealand. I said, "Oh yeah," I jump up, and it's a good time to go. So I went. I didn't have any chance, desire to stay. But when I arrived in New Zealand, in Auckland, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So I ended up staying there. So life in Samoa, it was fast for me at that particular time. But when I arrived in New Zealand, it was even faster. And in New Zealand, there's more opportunity to a lot of things, and I think I start taking those things for granted. So I end up lose control of going to church, and not paying more attention on that because I start using money to be able to do that. So I was working, and then when I get money, I just give it straight to the my mom, and she's happy with that. That's a big supply for the week. And then I will, because of that, I can do whatever I want, including Sunday. So I was really never walk with God or even step away from the life that I used to when I was in the island. So, and I think that, that went for a couple of years. But on my 21st birthday, I think that was the turning point of my life, because my family, they decided to put on a party for me on my 21st, and they said, "We're gonna invite families and uncles and cousins and everybody to come to the." So I told them, "No, I don't want a party," and because I understand Christian parties, because my family were Christian at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is Christian parties without drinks, without alcohol.
Alcohol-free.
Yeah, so it's alcohol-free, lots of palusami and all that sort of stuff. But, I enjoy the alcohol at that point. Uh-huh. So I told them, "I'm not coming, so don't put on anything." But anyway, they thought I was joking. Well, on that weekend, I went to work, I came back, and filled my car up with booze and a couple of my friends, good friends, and we went away for the weekend. And at the end of the weekend on my way home, I've started to calculate, okay, when I get home, I'm not going to say anything because they're going to rush and pick me up and nail me to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That was my expectation. I thought, nobody likes me. I'm sure they're going to, maybe they're going to kill me. Oh, it's okay. I'm big guys. I can handle it. So I went. Well, that was a big surprise that I saw on that day, because I walked in and here we are. My sisters and my mother was there. They said, oh, we miss you. They gave me a hug. And I was expecting the worst, but they treated me differently. So I was, you know, inside of my mind of, oh, I need to give them a favor, because, you know, of all this nice treatment, they say that people turn up at the birthday, and but they're all missing you, and, you know, they're saying all these nice words. So I thought, okay, when is church? What time of church next Sunday? So my understanding is that I'm going to go to church. It's just more, it's like what I was used to. I'm going into church just to please you. You know, I didn't say that, but that's my approach. I'm going to please you because of what you did to me here. So the following Sunday, I went to church, and I really liked the church I went to, and I enjoyed the message from the pastor. But then that church, they invited me on their camp, their family camp, on the following week. I do have, you know, I've already had some plans to go elsewhere for the weekend. It's a Labor weekend in New Zealand. It's a long weekend. But this church, they invited me. So I thought, okay, you know, I have to accept the invitation. So, but that is, on that weekend, I went to the camp instead of my old plans. But that's when I heard the gospel there.
Hmm.
I didn't quite understand, you know, completely what the guy was saying. Right to this point, the guy that was speaking, I still connect with him. It's a good friend. But when he spoke that particular weekend, I didn't quite understand. But one thing I gathered from him is when he started talking about something that we're stealing from God, and I didn't quite understand what he meant by that. And he was talking about, we are here to worship him. So I thought, what? So on the at the end, he made a call. You know, I didn't know that was the altar call. So he called whoever wants to receive Jesus in their heart. So he called, and I went up. I just went up to see if it's a new thing. You know, I always feel like, oh, maybe it's something that, you know, it will come on me if I go up. So I went up. I saw my mom there. She was on tears. My sisters were all happy, excited to see me going up. They prayed for me. And then I thought on that night, it's the same old life. I thought, no, they say that I'm a Christian. I thought, man, it's the same. I still feel like I want to go and drink next week. It's the same deal. So I went back home and started going to church, but I kind of wrestled with this issue of Christian life. They told me I'm a Christian, but I wasn't quite sure. I was trying to read the Bible and listen to the preaching, and it doesn't make sense to me at that point. So I think after 2 months of this whole camp and conversion that happened, I've decided to, probably it's good for me to set some time aside and to go and study the Bible. So, because I really want to know this God, but it seems I'm still confused a little bit of Christian life and how I feel. And so the following year, I went to the Bible college in the middle of the North Island in New Zealand.
So you actually wanted to find out more. You wanted to learn the Bible, get more substance to what you were hearing, even what you were feeling.
Yeah, you know, I came back. You know, I came back to church after the camp, and I started joining the church. My old philosophy of it's still with me, you know, do things, do something, mm-hmm. do something for the church. So it's right now, you know, looking back to my old life, even to that early stage of my Christian life, looking back, I was full of pride.
Yes.
It was just the heart is not really redeemed at that point.
Mm.
Because I came in, I said, okay, all these people, they recognize, you know, when they saw me before, they thought I was a bad guy. Now I'm going to show it to you guys. I'm not a bad guy. I can do things. Mm-hmm. See, that's how it was in my mind. So it confuses me when I read scripture, trying to do good things, listen to the preacher, and I found out I was so hungry. I just want some, you know, I'm a driven character, and I like challenge, and I need to be challenged, you know, by scripture. And then I feel like it's not much coming from the surrounding at that point. So I've decided, you know, I need to go elsewhere. So that's where I were looking into studying the Bible, and this Bible college in Te Awamutu, New Zealand, was, you know, they accepted me in, and so I went there.
Well, you certainly are a man who responds to challenge. I wouldn't say that everyone who was in the same place that you were would have done what you've done. But as you speak, Pastor Fana, I can sense, I can hear the intricate way that the Spirit of God was working in your life. It was so personal. Even as you describe it, it's unique because He knows where you were at that time. Slowly by slowly, through a process, your eyes began to open, your heart began to open, using your mom, the loving way your family responded to you, even if you didn't show up, wanting to experience other libations. But on this moment, you're responding to Christ, and it's beautiful. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, if you ever have a chance to sit down with Pastor Fana Timoti, at some point in your conversation, you want him to describe to you the experiences that he's had of smoking meat for his family and friends with real firewood. When he describes it, he will turn your ears into eyes. And as you begin to see what he does with his preparation of this smoked meat, you will begin to salivate and want to hit the next barbecue, as they have in Southern California, a place called Lucille's, that or some other Tony Roma's or wherever you can, or maybe you could go to his house and experience it firsthand. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Pastor Fana Timoti, the senior pastor of Evangelical Free Church of Garden Grove in Orange County, California, is our guest today. To find out more about Pastor Fana and his ministry, EFCGG.org, EFCGG.org. Pastor Fana, during our break, we kind of reflected back on that moment when you went home after that party that you were not attending, your 21st birthday, when your whole family had, built this whole thing up and you didn't even show something regarding your mother. What happened?
Yeah, I remember vividly. I walked in, and I was expecting the worst, but I walked in and I saw her with her smiling face, and then she said something to me. Okay, son, you can do whatever you want, but you cannot go against the Spirit of God when He is ready. It took me, whatever happened around that hour or so, but those words, it stuck in my head. And I think those are one of the special moments in my journey, just to see what she meant. You know, I can do whatever I want, but I will never go against the Spirit of God. So it's really the story that, my story, as I said earlier on, my story is really God's story. Because when He decided at that point it's the time to turn me around before I'm drifting too far.
So you end up going to Bible college,
yeah,
in New Zealand. What did the Lord teach you while you were there that drew you ever so close to Him?
Well, there was a lot of experience that I got from that Bible, from that experience at the Bible College, GLOW in Te Awamutu, they call it. The first one is the culture shock. And the culture shock is when I arrived at it's a small private, it's interdenominational school, but it's a very small one. Mm-hmm. So everyone will live all in the same campus and we eat together and all that sort of thing. So I was there. I was so shocked because I was the only Samoan there. Actually, I was the only islander there. And most of the students, the Kiwis, they're white students. So they start talking to me. You know, I was just trying to figure out my English is, you know, is not that good. And they asking some amazing questions. They ask me, how did you, you know, that my first night at the school, this is what happened. We went down to have a dinner. So it's eight students around the table. So I was sitting there. I was looking, you know, they eating with a fork and knives. And I thought, come on. We are Samoan. We don't eat, you know, we just use the spoon on the right hand and then you use the left hand to pick up food. So I said, I have no idea how to use the fork and knife. So I was sitting there. I was start looking at other people next to me, how they do it. So I was observing the whole deal. So I thought, oh, this is how they eat it. But in the Samoan culture, we always say that it's only one mouth. So time to eat, you eat. When it's time to talk, you talk. So, but we don't eat and talk. Yeah. And then we were sitting on the table. I start to load to put the food in my mouth, and one of the girls and one of the students asked me, "So how did you become to know Jesus?" I thought, "Oh no!" And then everybody put their knives and forks down, and all the eyes, you know, they all start looking at me, waiting for my reply. My mouth is full already with food. I was so embarrassed. I feel this is the wrong place for me to be. So I gave what I can right there to make it short as possible. I was so terrified by the situation. I actually went back, went to the phone booth that was next to my room, next to the where I was staying, pick up the phone and call Auckland, call my mom, and I said, "Can someone come and pick me up? I think I'm in the wrong place. This is not the one." And this is what my mom said. She said, "Fana, stick your head to it." And then the next sound is, she hung up. She hung up on me. And I thought, oh, man. So I turned around. So that's my experience. But I built my connection with any race from that point.
Wow.
My second experience is, as I said, I came in confused. What is this Christianity? They told me I'm a Christian, so I thought it's maybe something like a lump inside your heart. You can actually feel that, recognize that you are a Christian. But it's nothing. You know, I thought all the evil thoughts of trying to eat someone's head, that trying to mess you up, it's gone. You know, it's still there. You know, I get angry and I thought, what is going on? So during my first year, when we start studying the Bible and I start connecting and I pour a lot of time into it and just enjoy the freshness of God's word, listening to people and trying to make sense of all these. And I remember vividly in the mid of the year in June, on 1992, on one night I was reading the book of Ephesians, and I came to the realization, I thought, wow, this whole deal is really, it's finishing work. It's a done deal that I'm standing on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really me. I thought I can feel something, but according to the book of Ephesians here, you know, right in chapter 2, it's a done deal. And I am a filthy sinner. I really need a savior to save me. That's all I need. So I don't have to feel for a lump inside my heart or feel, no. On that night, Danny, I knelt beside my bed, and then I asked Jesus Christ, please take control of my life. Come in and be my Lord and my savior. So I woke up in the morning and it's the same feeling, but now it's understanding, you know, and my
right.
mind understands.
Right.
So right as I realized that I hear things, now my eyes can see, and that makes my heart convict of what I've seen and what I've heard, and then I gave my heart to God. So my journey from then on, you know, it was, then I believe, if I put it into, in a form to understand, I believe it, what happened in the camp is kind of a turning point to bring me to find the real truth. And my real conviction is when it was on that night when I fully understand, you know, it is a done deal.
So personal in the way the Spirit of the Lord works in each of us. And He brought you to that place of understanding where, from your own will, your own volition, Pastor Fana, you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. Somebody today, as they're listening, Pastor, before our break, we got maybe about a minute and a half or so. But someone today is also in a process, in a journey toward the Lord. Sort of how you've explained, what would you say, or what do you say, think the Lord would want you to say to someone to encourage them along? What would it be?
I think the, you know, just from my own experience, knowing God is something that you don't feel it. And knowing God is, having Christ in you, it's something that it's coming from the outside to the inside. It's the loyalty from the outside to the inside. So although that I was crying out, it's really not my crying out that saved me there. It was the finishing work of Christ that saved me. Mm-hmm. Then I cried out because I understand, wow, it's done deal. Mm-hmm. Then I call for that. And so all I'm saying is whoever's outside there, if they are trying their best, try to get well with God, well, I think you will try for the rest of your life. And, you know, we can never make any more good things to make Him happy or make Him like us. Make Him like us more, or we cannot make Him like us less. God is always, and that's my experience and my journey with Him, He's always faithful. So I cannot compel His love for me for the things that I do, because He always loved me. And so because of that understanding, He always loved me, then I will say, well, I love you. You know, I struggle. You know, I struggle every day with trying to love Him, but that's what I'm born to do, is to love Him.
Well, someone may be feeling a bit tired today, Pastor Fana, because they've been trying. And they've been, as it were, you know, climbing the walls, jumping, scratching, trying to live the perfect life, trying to do everything right, say the right thing, think the right thoughts. And they have come to a place where they might describe themselves as nothing but a pile of disappointment. Because every time they try, every time they make their way forward, they take two steps forward and five steps backward. And they're demoralized. But in listening to you, Christ finished the work for us. And you're coming to grips with the understanding it's through faith in His finished work. That's where the wholeness is, in Him. Well, that would bring relief. That would bring relief to me. I know it's brought relief to you, dear friend, as you listen today. Oh, by the grace of Christ, by the finished work of Christ, just come to Him. You're listening to Pastor Fana Timothy. He'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Entering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
His favorite sports team is All Blacks for rugby. If you live in New Zealand, you would know what that is. And well, maybe if you don't live in New Zealand, you already know, because it's a worldwide famous team. When it comes to American football, his favorite team is the Chicago Bears. I'm speaking of Pastor Fana Timoti. You know, All Blacks. You know what? I'm going to ask him. But you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show, and I'm glad that you're with us today. To find out more about our show and to get other resources, this program is a free podcast, this and other programs with various topics that will engage you, that will equip you, that will inspire you, thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Pastor Fana, efcgg.org, efcgg.org. Pastor Fana, I talked about All Blacks, that's your favorite team for rugby. Well, do you know how to do the haka?
Oh, yeah. Come on, Dan. Come on. Anybody from the Aotearoa can do the haka, man. Come on.
Oh, man. Sorry for insulting you with that question.
No, just kidding.
I should have known better. But I've watched it on YouTube. You know, the hair on the back of my neck goes up. Just seeing that. It's thrilling, and I just had to ask. So thanks for clearing that up. Before we go into any, what is it about All Blacks that makes that team? It seems to me like it's, and I know I'm going to offend somebody, and please don't take it as offensively, but it's like All Blacks is like the New York Yankees of rugby. Is that kind of a, They win all the time. They're like known as a main franchise. Am I right? Am I
yeah,
off?
Yeah. Well, rugby is the All Blacks is the New Zealand main team.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're known for is, well, first of all, you mentioned is the haka. Mm-hmm. You know, haka is really the All Blacks is the first rugby team that they always perform the haka as they as their traditional welcoming. So, you know, the that's what they're known for. Plus, you know, they're known for their toughness because they are the world cold cup right now. So, they've got the World Cup last time, and England, you know, it's a big country, Australia and South Africa and all those countries, they're trying to play hard, but somehow, you know, the All Black boys are a little bit tough. The reason I like them because there are quite a few Samoans in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you, so speaking of New Zealand, you went to Bible College in New Zealand. And now you're in Southern California.
Yeah.
Help me bridge the gap here. How did you go from there to California? And include in that, as you describe it, your dear wife, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Well, I found God at the Bible College, as I mentioned earlier on, and I enjoy the journey with him. And then the second thing, the second blessing I found there is a young woman. I always thought there's no way that I will choose a different cultural person, you know, to marry. But that was wrong because I found Elizabeth. She was there too, and so we both love the Lord, and we hang out together, and then we got married two years after that. We've made the commitment that we both understand that they're two different cultures, and it's going to be a problem in our relationship. So we weren't too sure if this friendship will continue because of, you know, I'm from the island and she's there, and sometimes we think differently. But we came to the realization that the culture that we need to uphold, and that is where I stand up to this point. The culture it's not a Samoan culture nor a New Zealand culture. It's God's culture, the Christian culture.
God's culture, Christian
so
culture.
So what I mean by this is we're not neglecting our culture, but, you know, sometimes we use Christianity to modify some of the aspects of cultures, because culture sometimes, you know, it's a representation of evil, regardless of, you know, maybe that's a strong way to see it. But, you know, there are parts of the Samoan culture is a form of idolatry.
Mm.
So all that saying is we believe, but, you know, we have to pull the good things out. So we use the Bible as a canon. You know, we use the Bible as a measure to measure what we should use and what we should not use. So, and that's the same way to bring up our children.
Yes,
we use it that way, not the Samoan way. We put them up, or the Balangi way, and the white man's way. No, of those ways, we're going to bring them up in God's way.
Pastor, you learned those lessons about culture and Christian culture in Christ. And the transcendence of that in regards to our cultures today. How did you come? Now, I know Elizabeth is from what we've talked, she's a registered nurse. But now we've got about 4 minutes left. You've come from there and you ended up getting your Master's of Divinity degree from Talbot School of Theology. How did that come about?
Yeah, before we married, we made a commitment. Elizabeth and I, we stand together and we say, whatever the Lord's going to do with us, but we made a commitment. We want to serve God with all our, you know, in ministry. We want to serve God in the church. Somehow, we don't know how that will be looked like, but we are going to serve Him there. We finished our studies at the Bible College. We got married, having three children, and I went into building industry, and I ended up running a business in Auckland, just building houses. But we enjoy that, the luxury of that. But deep, deep inside, we do believe, especially me and my calling, I always believe that I'm really called for people.
Right.
So we, I brought up this idea to Elizabeth. I think I need to go back to be a full-time worker for the Lord. I don't know what that looks like, but I need to go and do some more studies. And she said, where is it? Where do you want to go? And I said, America.
Hmm.
And then she was laughing because I always pull a lot of jokes. So she thought that's one of the jokes of going to America. And I said, no, America is the place. So it took her probably 2 years to finally agrees with me, and then she starts supporting me, and, you know, we have to do this together. So we say goodbye to our folks in New Zealand. They all think that I was crazy to bring my family up here, but I do believe, you know, I have that passion to come over here. And, you know, the only reason, because my reason of coming to America, in New Zealand is very nice. It's a nice country, but in New Zealand, we don't have what we have here. In New Zealand, if you really want to go further training for deep studies into theology, you have to go to, like, a university, a secular university. And, you know, in that sense, you don't really know if the people out there are real Christian or they're just doing it for hobby. You know, some professors, they're very good theologians, but not necessarily Christian.
Pastor Fano, you know, that's one of the things that I've admired about you. It's a faith, it's an intelligence, it's a conviction, and it's a sensitivity to the leading of God's Spirit. And that has been, in just the times that we've been able to spend getting to know you, it has been exemplary to me. And you have been an inspiration. And I know that as you have shared today, you've inspired our listeners. You've traveled so far, but you've gone so deep in your understanding of the Word and your love for Christ. Pastor, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to share heart to heart with me today. Pastor Fano, thank you.
Thank you.
My dear friend, I hope that you've been encouraged today by the insights from Pastor Fano Timothy. You know what? God's timing. God's timing is absolutely perfect. And as Pastor Fana shared with us today, you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 10:13 says, wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Fana Timothy. Find out more at efgg.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave